This is Dr. Sal Lauria dictating a cardiology follow-up note for Gary Kolb, K-O-L-B, first name G-A-R-Y. Middle initial J is in John, medical record 0341, date of birth 7-1-41, date of service is 10-11-13. Reason for presentation, the patient returns for reevaluation of malignant hypertension, comma, type 1 aortic dissection, comma, hyperlipidemia, and recurrent transient ischemic attacks, period. His last office visit with me was in May 2013, period. Today he relates, R-E-L-A-T-E-S, one episode occurring on 10-10-13, period. He returned home from work and was tired. He laid down until 9:30 p.m., period. He had a full meal an hour and a half before. He exercised, including using an exercise bicycle. He became very dizzy and tried to continue exercising, but nearly lost consciousness. There was no reported vertigo and no unilateral weakness and no headaches, period. There were no visual changes. He did experience nausea, period. Current medications, labetalol 200 milligrams, QAM 400 milligrams, QPM, nifedipine XL 30 milligrams, QDAY, niacin 1,000 milligrams, QDAY, aspirin 325 milligrams, BID, glucosamine sulfate, omega-3 fish oil, vitamin D, coenzyme Q10, 50 milligrams, QHS, multivitamins 1, QDAY, Avastin injections to the left eye, Wellcall, 625 milligrams, 6 tablets, QDAY. Review of systems, early cataract formation. Number 2, receives Avastin injections to the left eye to treat venous hemorrhage. Next number, ocular migraine headaches. On physical exam, he's in no acute distress. Height, 72 inches. Weight, 170 pounds. Pulse, 48. Blood pressure is 126 over 78. The neck is supple with heart murmurs radiating into the carotids bilaterally. There is no cervical adenopathy or thyromegaly. On chest exam, there is a well-healed median sternotomy scar. The cardiac rhythm is regular with a 3 out of 6 systolic ejection murmur at the aortic area and a 1 out of 6 diastolic decrescendo murmur along the left sternal border. The lungs are clear to auscultation bilaterally. The abdomen is soft and non-tender with normal bowel sounds and no organomegaly. The extremities reveal trace edema with palpable pedal pulses. Skin exam reveals fine petechiae, P-E-T-E-C-H-I-A-E, on the anterior chest wall. ECG today shows normal sinus rhythm with first-degree AV block and probable left atrial enlargement. Abnormal ECG impression. Stable cardiac exam, period. I suspect he had a vasovagal, V-A-S-O-V-A-G-A-L, episode leading to hypotension and dizziness, period. I do not recommend any medication changes, period. The episode may have been provoked by nausea, period. An updated stress test will be performed in 6 months, period. End of dictation. Copy to Joseph N. Friend, M.D., J-O-S-E-P-H, middle initial N is in Nancy, Friend, FRIEND, MD.